The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with D'Amica Perry. This young woman started Heart and Mind Cleaning April 2020. We're recording just over a year after that, so she's just about a year in. She's in South Bend, Indiana. She serves residential and commercial clients. She started H&M after a deadly health situation, and she's wanting to give back. So, D'Amica, if you think you're going to come on this show with that introduction and have me not ask about this deadly health situation, you are completely wrong. What on God's green earth happened, and how'd that turn into cleaning for you?
I was at work, responded to a code blue, basically became the code blue. I spent from May. So
you said responding to code blue, does that mean you were a nurse, doctor?
I worked in the medical field for 22 years. Okay. So I was at work, responded to a code blue, got to the code blue.
And for those of us that don't know what a code blue is, I'm assuming it's bad, but what does that mean?
A code blue was when a patient is in distress. They need emergency help.
Okay. So you went from trying to give help to people in distress to being in distress.
Yes. So I went, responded to the code blue, got to the code blue, could not catch my breath, could not breathe. So the paramedics checked me out, said my blood pressure was elevated. I went over to the hospital, got to the hospital, spent the night there under observation, got up the next morning, went down for a stress test, collapsed during the stress test, needed immediate procedure done. In the midst
of
the procedure.
When you say procedure, are we talking like cutting open the body kind of a procedure?
They attempted to stent me. They attempted to put in a stent.
Oh my goodness. And that's still sticking foreign objects into our stent. Sounds like heart, like not.
It is heart. Yes.
Okay.
So in the process, the doctor kind of made a little medical error and medical malfunction at the same time. And I ended up in a coma behind this procedure.
Holy hell.
Woke up on 4 days later and basically was told I needed an emergency triple bypass. So
So you went into a one heart surgery coma. You wake up, you're like, okay, good. I'm out of the woods here. Well, not so fast, lady. Exactly. Okay. And then did you go immediately into that? Holy hell.
I did not. There was a gallon of blood in my chest cavity. I had to wait until the blood in my chest cavity dried out before they could do the initial open heart procedure. So I spent from May until July back and forth in the hospital until they initially did my procedure on July 18th. And I was discharged July 22nd to go home. And I just been on the road to recovery and rebuilding my life ever since.
Well, for those of you that are joining us just on the podcast that can't see, D'Amica looks healthy. She's got a lovely smile. Right. Can't see her chest cavity. God willing, it's all good and like sewn up and no blood. And all that's awesome. Sorted out, but she looks fantastic. So how did that translate into you starting a cleaning company?
I was told I would never go back to work in the magnitude of work that I did. It's a lot required in working in the medical field. So I pushed a med cart, which was 100 and 145 pounds. And at the time I was told I couldn't push 25 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
So there was
I'm assuming it had wheels. So this isn't even like 25 pounds with wheels is like 1 pound. Like that's not a big, you know, standard to not be able to hit.
Yeah. So I could not go back. And basically they were worried about the stress factor related to the work that I was doing previously.
Well,
so
I don't know what you're doing before, but honestly, owning a business, cleaning toilets all day, that doesn't sound like relaxation.
It is when you enjoy cleaning.
Okay.
So I enjoy being able to clean and give something back to people, being able to take care of people in a different magnitude of the magnitude that I had prior. So I enjoy
it. And if you screw up, nobody's going to die, right? Or you'd have to screw up pretty bad. If you're true. Cleaning and someone dies, you've done it horribly wrong, lady. You're way out of line.
I have to agree. Yes. If I'm cleaning and somebody dies, I'll do whatever I can to save them.
Yeah, but something's gone. You know, when you're cutting people's hearts open and someone dies, it's heartbreaking.
Totally
but,
different.
Yes. But it's totally different. Yeah, if you're cleaning a toilet and somebody dies, something's gone. That's a bad Tuesday. That's not what we expect. It is. All right. So, A, thank you for just catching us up. I love hearing how people get into our amazing business. What's going on in your world that I can help you with right now?
Right now, I'm getting a lot of commercial clients. And I'm not necessarily knowing how to price for daily commercials. But at the same time, I'm also trying to get my employees to stay my employees, not just come to want to work a few days and then leave. I need consistency with that. And it's just like, I don't know.
Well, let's focus on that one. We only got a certain amount of time, so I want to try and I'd rather go a little deeper on one problem than real superficial on two.
Okay.
So let's talk about the employees, because it doesn't matter getting any clients and pricing if you can't get the work done, we got nothing.
Right.
So first and foremost, at the beginning in the bio, you had told us that you do residential and commercial. We 1,000% and emphatically coach to do one or the other. If there was a good one, I promise I'd tell y'all, like, oh, residential is where the money, or commercial. It's not. They're both have their strengths and their weaknesses. The only weakness would be trying to do two at a time. The reason being, again, if I'm competing with you and I'm like, oh, that's cute, she does house cleaning, she's trying to do your medical facility, I'm an actual cleaner, this is what we do, this is all we do. And vice versa, right? If I'm trying to do, there are just people that do what you do full time. They're part of the reason we're so successful is we only coach owners of cleaning companies. So there are probably better coaches out there than me. But if you want to grow a cleaning company, I've forgotten more about how to build a cleaning company than anyone else on the face of the earth knows, because this is all I do. So that confidence of, I know it, bring it. Come on, other coach. You might be great. You might be a better coach than me, but not when it comes to owning a cleaning company, because that's all I do every day, all day. And I personally coach thousands. See the confidence, and you're like, holy crap. You want that confidence as opposed to when you go to a car dealership. Well, you know, I just got from Miss Anton's house cleaning her fridge. So that's going to, you know, the car dealer is going to be like, listen, I need your, and it's just a wildly, vastly different conversation. Right. Yeah. So, and that works on the client attraction and the keeping employees. Cause that's another thing you got, like, you want me to clean. It's like, well, first of all, you're working 24/7 or you're open 24/7. And if you're open, somebody's working. So there's just a lot of reasons. So first and foremost, and also getting good quality help. It's like, well, now you got to hire two different complete staffs, because certainly not going to have me go clean Mrs. Johnson's house at 9 a.m. and then Mrs. you know, whatever's house at noon, and then take a couple of days off and then come back at 5 and start, you know, that's a great way to turn and burn employees. They're just, you're not going to, good caliber employees won't put up with that crap. Bad caliber employees will, but now will you put up with bad caliber employees? Your customers won't. So it's a Rubik's cube that never match up. So first and foremost, if you want the best employees, you got to get your customers. If you're going to get your customers, you have to know exactly who your customers are and be the best, at least in South Bend, Indiana, at serving those people. So it really starts foundationally at understanding who you're going to serve and then getting the right people to serve them. Right. Like, just even hiring, when I had a commercial cleaning company. I've never owned a maid service, but I've coached thousands, so I know quite a bit about that. But my best employees were male, that married, kids, had a full-time job during the day. They made money, but they wanted to have a nicer Christmas or take a trip, or they wanted to give more to their family. So they came, worked with me after work. I knew exactly what he looked like. I knew exactly where to find him. I knew exactly the culture to build to make him happy. Guess what? Your perfect employee is going to be a wildly different thing. It might be a mom who's like, I need community. I just need to get out of the house. I need to contribute. They're completely different. So how do I hire? Well, you don't even know who you're hiring, because they're wildly different people. So first you got to decide, who am I going to do? The guy or gal that's going to work from 5 to 9 Monday through Friday, or, you know, is going to just be a different person than the person that's like at a commercial account, maybe with 2 or 3 other people and keys, and just what you're going to expect from them is going to be a different kettle of fish than the person that's like, yes, I'll clean 1 or 2 houses a day during the day when my kids are at school. They're just going to be completely different. So if you try to use the same bait to get 2 different fish, it ain't going to work. So you got to get clear on who am I fishing. Then we can get the bait right. But if you're like, I don't know who I'm, if you come to me and go, how do I catch fish? I'm like, who are you trying to catch? Like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know I don't know what to tell you. Right. So first and foremost, I get crystal clear on who you're serving, both on the employee and on the customer side. Honestly, until we get that, there's really nothing I can, and you're looking for employees, not customers, correct? Or we're talking employees. Yeah. So first and foremost, get crystal clear on where they're at. Second of all, get crystal clear on what you offer. A lot of times, because we're entrepreneurs, we think we offer money, right? Most entrepreneurs are, to a degree, we're in a for-profit industry. We don't want to get paid based on whatever some knucklehead in HR says we can get paid. We want to get paid on what we do. This is the value I bring. So we think that's how the world is. Some of the world is, some of the world isn't. So most of the people that are looking for cleaning jobs aren't that part of the world, right? They'd have their own cleaning business. So we need to understand, once we understand who our people are, we need to know what we're offering. And certainly we have to pay fair wages, right? Like, even if they would work for free, that's not the relationship we're looking for. Right. But most of them, believe it or not, are looking for, like I said, they want to be a part of something bigger. They want to contribute. They want to connect with other humans that are similar to them. So if we say things like flexible schedule, easy, lots of vacation, easy thing, like, guess who we're going to attract? Lazy people that don't want to work. Cause right. If we say top pay, we pay more than anything, pay, money. Guess who we're going to attract? Mercenaries. It's all they care about. Well, how much can I make? That guy will pay me a nickel more. I'm out. Right. And for those of you that are not seeing Tamika's heads go, oh my gosh, I've had those. Dang it. Why did I see that? I got exactly what I put out bait for cheap people and I got cheap people. I put out bait for lazy people. I got lazy people. So if you change your bait to go, hey, we do a core values based, right? So our core values for our company are have fun, make money, be real and help out. So when we have an ad for any position in our company, we don't have cleaners, but if we did, coaches, admin, virtual assistants, Facebook, anyway, anyone on our team, it's always, guess what it's about? So Facebook guy, if we need another Facebook guy, we don't, we have two and we love them. Jared, Jackson, love you guys. At this recording, they might leave me tomorrow, who knows? But it wouldn't be about how good are you at Facebook, money. You'd be like, do you want to have fun? Do you want to be around people that are real and you can just be yourself? You don't have to put on a mask and be all corporate. Do you want to help out? Is it really important that you serve other business owners and help them achieve their dreams? And the people that aren't that are going to be like, no, I just want money. This sounds like a lot of headache. I'm out. Fantastic. There was never going to be a fit. They're going to hate me. I was going to hate them. So let's just put them on their way right off the bat. And the people that are interested in that aren't just going to be a little interested. They're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I want in my life. Yes, I want to have fun at work. Yes, I'm dying to serve other people. It's important that I help out. And when they come, it's going to be a whole different kettle of fish because they're looking to join a community that they can't get anywhere else in the world and get paid for it, as opposed to flexible schedule, we pay you more, paid vacation, crap that they can really get anywhere. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Questions, comments, thoughts? Talk to me.
I think it might just be the area because it just seems like people would rather collect unemployment than work right now.
So. Oh, I'm so glad that you said that. Again, here's a perfect example of the power of the niche. I have coached people in all 50 states of the United States, every province in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Italy, UK, South America, most continents, all over the world. They all say exactly, oh, it's my people. They don't want to work. The funny thing is you're in South Bend, Indiana. I have a millionaire mastermind client in South Bend, Indiana that is hiring the way we're talking about and then get people. So anytime we say it's my area. Okay, so go to McDonald's. What happens? Does some minimum wage employee make you a burger? Okay. Are there 10 others standing next to him? Okay. It ain't your area.
No. Because right now, most of the restaurants in our area don't even have the doors open because they're short.
So if I come to South Bend, Indiana, zero McDonald's, there'll be no one, not one person working.
You're going through the drive-thru. You're not
okay.
going in.
And who? Okay, okay.
And it might be two people working.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm loving this conversation, Tamika. So if you choose to create that reality, me going, I've coached thousands of people and I've got people right now succeeding. And you're like, nope. That shall be your reality. If you're committed to it won't work, then that'll be that. And your competitors will continue to do it. So I promise you, I can come to South Bend in Indiana. I can go to the Walmart and somebody will serve me. I can call an Uber. I can get a burger. There are thousands of minimum wage employees working right now. So what you're really saying is they have a better offer than I do. And I don't know how to make a better offer. So you're
possibly.
Yeah. So the offer is you can't compete with Walmart. They got something different. Yeah. But you can't compete with Walmart on a Walmart offer, right? If it's, right. I'm corporate, I'm big and blah, blah, blah. That's not you. That's never going to be you. We're never going to be a $1 trillion company or whatever they are. But they can't compete with you on culture. Right. So I just want to encourage everybody when you say, trust me, the big thing I hear that just stuffs people up, it breaks my heart. I used to get angry and frustrated as a coach. Now I just get sad is my business is different. And that can be anything, the way I have it set up, my area, my people, either my customers are cheap, my employees won't work. And it breaks my heart because if we allow ourselves to believe that and we adopt that reality, that shall be our reality. And the frustrating thing is there's people succeeding right next door. But if my belief and my paradigm is no one wants to work, well, then why would I do any of the things I need to get hired? Because no one wants to work. So I would encourage you to shift from no one wants to work to, because the government's paying people to stay home, what do I need to do to offer something that the government can't offer? So I promise you, the people that the government's paying to stay home, they ain't your people. You don't want those people anyway. Thank you, government, for getting those knuckleheads not in my interview, tricking me to act like they want to work. The only people that are here are people that want to be here, like you and me. You could go get on the government, you know, dole just like I could. Yeah, you're like, nope, because that's who you are, right? So
I want it. I don't mind working hard for what I want. I think that's part of the problem.
That's that huge.
I might be expecting more from others than what I'm actually given, possibly, or either people are just thinking that it's just a fly by night business for me right now. And I don't know.
So really again, the cool thing is, I promise you, I've built lots and lots of businesses. This is not my first. I've been doing this for 25 years, sold lots of multi-million dollar businesses. Culture is king. So I promise you, and again, we've got a whole system and process. We teach you to do the hiring, to do the whole funnel. So throughout the process, before they even start, they know you're not fly by night, but we can't get into that. We don't have time
right
for that
now. Right.
But the overreaching concept that you can take away right now is, once you know, and I'm not saying you do, but if we share core values, when I say have fun, make money, be real and help out.
Yeah.
And say those are similar to yours. They don't have to be dead nuts on, but you can't be opposite, right? We wouldn't be a good fit. But if those resonate with you, and throughout the process of you interacting with my company, whether it's my website, a hiring ad, a group interview, a one-on-one, a text that I send you to remind you, if they're all about having fun, making money, being real and helping out, and those resonate with you, you won't even think fly by night. You'll be so enamored with, like, oh, this is my people. This is the community I want to be a part of. And fly by night won't mean a difference, even if it's just you. Even if you're the only, you don't have any employees, and like, oh, I get to work with D'Amica. I've never had a boss that actually knew my name and care. You have so much to give that I don't even think you get. And once you get the power of, you're like, oh my gosh, no one can compete with me. Walmart, the government, good luck with the freaking government resonating anyone other than hand out, put money in. That's not the business we're in, right? So I just want to encourage you, your story, who you are, you've got some very attractive characteristics and repulsive to the wrong people. That whole, I don't work for nothing, I ain't doing that. The people that are kind of wanting just government freebie handouts, they ain't going to like you. And that is great, because you don't want them in your world. You don't want them in your funnels. Like, get out. They're going to make you crazy. You're going to make them crazy. You're just going to fight all the time. So thank you, government, for taking them out of my universe. So all I have to deal with is the people I like. So you just turn D'Amica up.
59.
Just take out anything. Like, I got to be professional. I got to put on any of this thing to attract the right people. No. You just be you. Some people are going to be repelled. Good.
And
not,
they have.
Not your folk. That's okay. Right. Let's find out now than later. Let me not hire you and have us butt heads for a week and then you quit. Let's just part ways. But the people that they get it aren't just going to get it a little. They're like, oh my gosh, this is like hard work. We expect it. That's how we do here. Hard workers are like, yeah, I've been working hard all my whole life. No one ever gave two craps. Now I finally get recognized. Damn right I'm in. Right. So the lazy people out, they ain't gonna work. Fine. That's okay. We're not looking for them anyway. So just give yourself permission to get real clear in your core values and just create a system of hiring and make sure those core values are infused in every single bit of your business, which is easy because it's who you are. It's really just being clear on who D'Amica is and being it loud and proud. Questions, comments, or remarks?
Nope, nothing at all. You nailed it for me.
Sorry, I get excited to see you grow and I see the potential. So I appreciate you letting me soapbox with you for a little bit. All right, Cleaning Nation, if this has resonated with you and you'd like some more, go to growingcleaningcompany.com. We have coming up on 700 podcasts. There's a free Facebook group, like 15,000 members. There's a free on-demand training. It's like a 40-minute masterclass. It's probably the best place to start. I think we have nothing for sale there at this moment. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Check it out. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.